After supper, Dorothea drew her spinning wheel near to the stove and set it whirring, and the little ones got August down upon the wolfskin and asked him for a picture or a story. For August was the artist of the family. He had a piece of smooth board that his father had given him, and some sticks of charcoal, and he would draw 100 things he had seen in the day, wiping each out when the children had seen enough of it. "Tell us a story, August," they cried, when they had seen charcoal pictures till they were tired. And August did as he did every night nearly, looked up at the stove and told the children what he imagined of the adventures of the man who was pictured on the panels. The stove was a very grand thing. It was of great height and breadth, with all the shining colors that Hirschvogel had learned to give to his enamels. There was the statue of a king at each corner, modeled with much skill. August's grandfather had dug the stove up out of some ruins where he was working, and finding it without a flaw, had taken it home. There was now 60 years past, and ever since then the stove had stood in this room, warming his children and his grandchildren.